Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Glad you've tuned in. Here we are at Freedom 93.3 FM, talking about everything Tallahassee. Jay Revel's our guest today, the executive director for Downtown Improvement Authority. And we've got Nano Kelly in the business spotlight talking about Redwire and Sonatrol. And our very own Dina Mims will be with us, the social maven for Tallahassee, as Dina talks tally. And of course, Lexi and her friend Sonia will join us with events in a minute. So a great lineup. We're glad you're here. Stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out and truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we're talking about things going on downtown. Jay Revel's going to be with us, the executive director for Downtown Improvement Authority. A magnanimous job and a challenging enterprise considering the limitations of what is now considered downtown geographically. And a bunch of that geography, well, it's occupied by state and county and federal government, so it really constrains their ability to generate revenue because it's all tax-based. And basically, this organization serves the needs of downtown business owners who are private enterprises. And on that basis, they go about the various things that they're doing. Well, Jay's going to bring us up to date on that progress. Of course, we've got in the news all kinds of interesting stories, some of those having to do with the downtown area and probably unrelatedly in some respects, although it has impact, is the fact that Sunil Harmon, who, by the way, has been a guest on the show, the Tallahassee Regional Airport Director, is leaving us and moving on to work elsewhere. And so it's sort of bittersweet. We're happy for Sunil. He's going to be working with the Okaloosa County, about 150 miles west of Tallahassee. He'll be there taking care of business. And meanwhile, we're pleased to say that in the meantime, we've got the Tallahassee Airport planned for expansion, and that expansion will continue. But prior to that, Sunil has done the job over the last couple of years of expanding the airport, including a 1,000-foot lengthening of one of the two runways, which now allows all planes to use that runway. So he's certainly made a significant contribution to our ability to serve travelers. The Tallahassee Regional Airport certainly has a lot to give credit for his contribution, and we're looking forward to greater things happening there as well. By the way, did you hear about this problem with a sinkhole? I guess it's the church sink down there in Crawfordville. A couple of drownings have occurred, so they've now cordoned that off and have declared it unfit for public use. And it's private property, and so, you know, we really have no business being in there anyway. But apparently they've had to take some action there to make sure folks are aware of the hazards involved. So that's been in the news, along with lots of things happening downtown in the way of certainly the Cascades Park area, Saturday in the Park, And we're going to learn more about that as we have Jay join us here in just a few minutes. So you stay with us. Right now, we've got in studio our very own Dina Mims so that we can find out what's going on in all of those activities that we need to see or where we need to be seen. So let's welcome Dina Mims as Dina Talks Tally. How are you, Dina? Nice to see you.
I'm great. I'm happy to be with you this morning. I haven't been here in a while, so I'm happy to be back.
And you're back from Alaska. We have more to talk about on that topic, but for the moment, let's see what's going on around town. Tell us.
All right. Well, we have a varied lineup of neat things to do this weekend and next, and I won't overwhelm you. I'm going to give you the top two for each weekend, and they're all very different from one another. So for fans, which we have a lot of in Tallahassee, of politics and culture, you'll want to check out the Ann, I think it's Mergen, M-E-R-G-E-N, exhibit at the Florida Historic Capitol Museum. Now, that's on South Monroe Street, Florida Historic Capitol Museum. It runs Thursday the 11th, which is already on us, through Saturday, July 20th, and it's free. And it's hosted by the Capitol Museum. It's a temporary traveling exhibit featuring the work of editorial cartoonists. So it's cartoons from the 40s and 50s, environmental issues, tourism, city government. It is bound to be wry and amusing and something that people who cover politics can appreciate. There's also going to be some other prominent Florida cartoonists featured in the exhibit. So if it's the kind of thing you'd like to educate your kids on or go see for yourself, I think you'll enjoy it.
I love cartoons.
I do, too. I think these are going to be more serious cartoons. But, okay. You know, the editorial pictures completely pull everything together, don't they?
Absolutely. Helps me because I'm illiterate in some respects. I'm challenged.
Yes. Okay. Also, they're calling this the Second Saturday Family Programs, and this is at another museum, so it's museum weekend. Museum of Florida History, downtown, from 11 to 12:30. It's also free. It is a hands-on history exhibit for every member of the family. You'll learn about the history of the Seminole people with the staff of the Museum of Florida History. Not only will you understand more about the Seminoles, you'll be able to create, or your children to create, a craft to bring home. It's kind of a different little fun thing, but you could do two museums. Expose your kids to culture and politics.
Carl, you and I could go to that. No?
I know. He has a tomahawk craft in mind. Also, I want to mention that Lake Ella Park is doing a Saturday in the Park every weekend coming up. And this weekend, Bedhead Betty will be rocking the park, and you've got your fired up pizza and taco gringos and your food trucks. There'll be coupons at the Lake Ella Merchants table. It's free.
How cool is that?
From 11 to 2 later today. So that's another thing you could hit before or after you go to the museums.
Yeah.
Another free things to do in the summer with your family.
Wonderful.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, for those who don't know, there's an effort going on called Elevate Lake Ella, I think that's called.
I bet this is an opening salvo of that kind of make people more aware.
Yeah. Kind of neat that's happening.
Lucky we have it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we sort of have taken for granted over the years. You know what I mean?
It's like I know exactly what you mean. Really, it's always been there.
Yeah.
People walk around it and stuff, to make it a destination besides walking, to gather and do cool stuff.
Very cool.
We're very happy it's happening. Next weekend, this is going to be a little different, but hang with me. A Day in the Life of Tallahassee. It's going to be held at Lively Tech, and it's Thursday, July 11th again through Saturday, July 20th. It runs from 11:30 to 2:30 at Lively out on Apple Yard. And the reason I thought this was cool to include is, you know, we live in a town with a lot of college students, and we think about how they affect us and traffic, but we don't necessarily think about what their experience of Tallahassee is like. And when we're looking at town and gown initiatives and all of those kind of things, I thought this was very cool that you could experience a typical day in the Tallahassee community as seen through the lens of 21 students. So they took 75 images out of 5,000 submitted to make up this exhibit at Lively. And it will give you a really cool idea of, A, things to be aware of that you take for granted, like Lake Ella and Tallahassee, as well as understanding how students see our community. I think that ties in with Imagine Tallahassee.
It sure does.
And Elevate, all of the things that we're doing right now. It's very timely.
I like that.
I thought that was different.
Very cool.
And then this is so much fun. My husband and I are both excited about this. Arabian Flair's 5th annual Hafla and Belly Dance Showcase. Things are grouping together. You've got Museum Day, you've got Lake Ella, and now out there at Lively, there's also something going on at TCC, and that's the Arabian Flair's Belly Dance Showcase. So that's happening Saturday, July 20th from 2:30 to 5:30, dovetails nicely with the early exhibit. Ticket prices are $10, and it's a one-of-a-kind show that only happens once a year. Mm. You've got guest performers that are world-acclaimed and from Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. Live music, of course, refreshments, vendors, belly dancing, costumes for sale, jewelry, homemade candles.
Yeah.
Lots of fun stuff.
I've always thought that I would excel in the whole world of belly.
I think that you have the exact frame they're looking for move those hips.
When it comes to belly, I excel in that area, don't I? Don't you think?
We just have to see how you
or
look in the veil.
Do I protrude in that area? I'm not sure which.
And that's okay. One of the things I love about belly dancing is the ladies have some meat on their bones, and I like that so much better. I think they look fabulous.
There you go. So that's what's going on around town from our dear and lovely Dina Mims, the maven of Tallahassee when it comes to networking and places to see and be seen right here at Tallahassee Talks. Dina Talks Tally. Thank you very much.
It's great to see you. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
So we're talking with Nan O'Kelly, who has graciously agreed to join us here this morning with our business spotlight, talking about Redwire and Sonatrol. Many of us know the Sonatrol name. We may not be quite as familiar with Redwire. So Nan is going to tell us how that all works. And Nan, thanks for joining us this morning. We're glad to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the offer.
And so this was a company originally started by Doug. No, let's see. You tell us. The Redwire was the second part of this story. The first was Sonatrol. How did Sonatrol get started?
Dr. Stan Marshall actually started Sonatrol in Tallahassee in 1978. And then Doug went to work for him and eventually bought the company from him.
Okay. So for those who may not know, Sonatrol provides security systems for businesses all across Tallahassee, certainly, and now across the region. Am I right?
That's correct. We provide security, which includes physical access control. So think of swiping your cards, key fobs in and out of buildings. We provide fire monitoring and detection, video surveillance, and then your typical alarm system security. One of the things that differentiates both Sonatrol and Redwire is that we offer verified alarms.
What does that mean?
Verified means that if there's a statute for the state of Florida, I don't know if you've heard of false alarms and things that have been going on.
Right.
So verified means that our central station where we monitor alarms can see or hear what's happening when an intrusion or suspected intrusion occurs.
I see.
So when we dispatch the police, we know we can see or hear someone in the facility or building or, you know, whatever the outside yard, things of that nature.
So it's not just a blind alarm that's been tripped.
Right.
Somebody's on the other end monitoring that.
That's right. And a lot of times,
eyes and ears.
With a lot of typical alarms, you know that an alarm has been tripped, but you can't see or hear it. So you don't know, but you dispatch the police. Or what happens is a lot of times you call the business owner or the homeowner or whoever the contact is, and you ask them what they want you to do. Do you want us to dispatch the police or not? And a lot of times they don't know, or they know that they have a high false alarm rate, so they say no. And even if they do say yes to dispatch, it delays the response time of the authorities being able to get there.
Precious seconds are passing by.
That's correct.
Whereas in this case, we know better what's going on scene. We've got that authentication going on.
Exactly.
Very cool. This started with, you said, Dr. Stanley.
Dr. Stan Marshall.
Stan Marshall. And but then Doug took it to another level. And so now we have Sonatrol across the region, And then came this idea of Redwire. How does that fit in?
Well, Sonatrol is an independently owned franchise that Dr. Marshall brought and Doug now currently owns. And we are throughout the panhandle in the state of Florida. In 2010, we decided to start a new company called Redwire.
I see.
Simply because it allowed us to grow geographically outside of our franchise restrictions, and it also allowed us to offer more best-in-class products to our customers. So Sonatrol is still very much alive and well. Redwire is a sister company, if you will, that allows us to offer more products so we can serve you with what best suits your needs.
Well, that's interesting. So would you say Redwire came about as technological changes occurred or new technologies became available? Was that part of the impetus for that?
Absolutely.
Trying to
reach
out and include those things that originally were not part of the Sonatrol provisions.
That's absolutely correct.
So then what are some of those things that Redwire is able to do for us?
Well, we offer the same core competencies, so the access control, the fire, the video, and the security. We are just able to do more wireless options. We have our verification now is video verification. We have, you know, things now, everybody, it's convenient. So we have the apps so that you can see your video on your phone can get a text message if your system has been armed or disarmed, you know, saying that your child is home because the system was disarmed by Susie Smith, things of that nature.
So you've incorporated a couple of technologies that have really only become available to us in, let's say, the last 5 to 10 years. Mentioning SMS text was one of my favorites.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can even arm or disarm your system. You can say arm, disarm. If you're running out of the house or your business at night in the car, you forget to arm it or disarm it, just text it and it'll happen.
That is very cool.
It's very cool. And you can watch your, you know, one of the things we like to say is that you can manage your business from anywhere. So on your laptop, your tablet, your iPad, your phone, you can see the video going on in your business. You know what time people come in and out, things of that nature.
It's been 30 years ago that Doug caught this vision. And he, to me, sounds like one of these folks that we look at and go, how did this all occur to you at that time? I mean, he happened to see this and then in some manner foresee what was up ahead. Does he talk a lot about that? Is that his style, or is he more back in the lab kind of guy working through it?
No, he's very engaged. We have a fabulous management team where we meet monthly, we communicate, you know, we do strategic planning annually. You know, he's a true entrepreneurial spirit. Even when the economy had slowed down over the past years, we were acquiring companies, we were growing so that we would be positioned when the economy came back to be ahead of the curve.
That's remarkable. And your growth includes how many states now? You're out there, I know.
We are throughout the state of Florida, so the Panhandle, Panama City, Pensacola. We're in Mobile, Alabama, South Georgia, and back to Florida. We're Orlando, Tampa, Sarasota, the east coast of Florida. So think Cocoa Beach, Daytona, Melbourne. So our reach is growing.
Any thoughts of going further north into maybe Alabama, Georgia, like that?
Well, you know, as I said, we're in Mobile now, and that's a market that we really are working on developing.
Right.
And, you know, we cover a lot of South Georgia currently, you know, as far as Valdosta. So, you know, but what a big focus of ours is to get really good at what we do.
Yes.
So that we don't have so many things going on that we're not servicing our clients appropriately. So we really wanted to slow down and just be sure that we were being effective.
Yes.
You know, our tagline is real expert security. We wanted to be sure that we were offering that. So certainly there is growth potential. We've grown a lot in the past few years. So we want to, you know, just take a step back and make sure that we're doing the best thing we can for
Talking
our customers.
Talking about Sonatrol and Redwire here with Nan O'Kelly. Nan, you've been with the company for a while. Tell us about your responsibilities. What do you do for these companies?
I am the marketing manager, so I handle all things marketing. I'm sure you know, being kind of in the industry, I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
So everything related to supporting the sales in terms of presentations, collateral, I do a lot of community efforts, trade shows, things of that nature.
So you're out there.
Yes.
I was going to ask you that. How does it feel for you personally to be associated with companies of this nature?
It's an honor. It is, you know, the environment in which we work, the culture, if you will, that we have is very positive. We have shared values of being really good at what we do, being dedicated to our community, you know, being dedicated to our customers. It's the type of environment that I'm proud to be a part of.
Well, folks, you know that here we like to celebrate what goes on in Tallahassee, certainly including the business community. Here's a fine example. Redwire and Sonatrol, companies that were started by a local individual, Doug Smith, and Dr. Marshall originally, and at the same time, simply took that to the next level and began to develop even more ideas and integrate those ideas into practical solutions, in this case having to do with security and safety and all the notification that now is available to us, because they've continued to keep an eye on the future and those technologies that have become available. Nan O'Kelly, our guest here with Business Spotlight on Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad you're tuned in. Nan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks again.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah.
Oh, baby, yeah, it's just interesting, you know, people who like process over product. I'm a product guy, and for me, you know, we're talking about downtown. I want to see a product that everyone can believe in, everyone can buy into, and whatever we have to do to make sure, you know, in the process to make sure we get there, you know, I'm willing to hear, sit down, listen to anyone who's got an idea. You take Ron, for example. What a great concept. What a cool idea, something brand new.
Right.
You know, and, you know, he launches that out of thin air. And I want that to be a part of that end product. You know, I want Ron to get there any way he can so everybody knows that he's got a great product. And as long as he gets there, you know, hey, more power to you. If you got to go raise, you know, venture capital, I don't care how you do it. Just get to the point to where that is a big part of what we're doing.
He is the executive director for the Tallahassee Downtown Development Authority. Jay Revel is our guest. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. Thanks for tuning in. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday at our home station, 93.3, if you're listening on air, or if you'd like to go online, we stream web-wise there, and you can go to our website to find us there, of course, at any time. Glad you're with us, and glad we've got Jay Revel. How are you, sir?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me, Brian.
So, did I say that right? The Tallahassee Downtown?
Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority.
Improvement. Improvement.
Kind of a mouthful.
I mean, Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority.
That's it.
Okay, well, we won't even bother with acronyms. We'll just stay on that. What we know is that Jay is, for your part, you're trying to move the ball further down the field. Now, you know, the history here, as I understand it, is that this improvement authority came from the state of Florida, and the kind legislators saw fit to mandate and fund, to empower you with the ability to fund yourself through a tax, essentially, right?
Right.
And that tax is levied on those who are business operators within a given...
Private property owners.
Yeah. Private property owners within a given geography that is defined by what? Tennessee Street?
Yeah, Tennessee Street
on the north side.
North side, Jefferson Street on the south. Bruno on the west and Gadsden on the east.
So for those of you who haven't looked at a map lately or don't have all that memorized, let's talk about what amounts to a postage stamp size of territory within which what percentage of that belongs to some kind of municipality?
Oh, a large percentage. We've got the city, the county, we've got the federal government there, we've got state government there. And we've got some of the most largest and historic churches and also nonprofits. So it's an interesting mix. Our footprint is really not that big. But what's interesting, and part of the stump speech I've been hitting home, if you will, is that Tallahassee's downtown is growing. Yeah. 40 years ago, that was pretty much the gist of downtown.
Yeah.
But today we're in a real renaissance. You're seeing great projects all the way from Hotel Duval, the new Walgreens that are both north of Tennessee Street.
Gateway Center,
Gateway
Center,
yeah. And those have been, one has been a very successful project. One is on its way. You got the new Four Points by Sheraton down there that brands itself as a downtown hotel. It's the old Holiday Inn. And you've got Gaines Street and all the amazing things that are happening there. You've got the All Saints neighborhood. You've got an incredible new amount of student housing taking place in the greater downtown area. Really and truly, you're having a renaissance of growth and development.
So from your point of view, then, it would be advisable, it would make sense to expand mission to include these other areas. And how far north would you imagine going at this point?
I look at it this way. I was fortunate enough to have a really great role in the development of the Midtown identity a few years ago. It's kind of how I got my unofficial start in this business, if you will.
Working with Ed Murray
and some of the other leaders over there in Midtown, we did some really cool stuff.
So
we always said that Midtown begins at the split there at Thomasville and Monroe, which is basically the back door of the governor's
mansion. All of us, of course, recognize as the Baskin and Robbins intersection.
The old Baskin and Robbins there.
It will live for many of us who are addicted to such
I'm
things.
I'm telling you. And so we always said that was the start of Midtown.
Yeah.
So when I turn around and look the other way, I think that it's the start of downtown there at Brevard Street.
Yeah.
And you start seeing the urban character really start to come alive there the closer you get to the Capitol.
Right.
And then when you go south, you've got the new Cascades Park project, which is an amazing and beautiful complement to our downtown. I think it's really going to drive some traffic to the heart of our city.
So you might expand to the east as far as Franklin?
I think so, man.
Yeah?
Well, and when you look down actually at some of our planning documents, you look at the comprehensive plan, you look at the Community Redevelopment Agency, their downtown actual borders on the map are of that size. They actually are pretty reflective of that idea. And I think that when you think about the Downtown Improvement Authority and with that special taxing ability, there is an opportunity there to where if we can show the people who own property in these areas that there's a real value in what we do as an organization that they're not currently receiving, and that we can help advance their identity along with the identity of downtown, we think that there's an argument that that is a winning one that will get us to the point where we'll have a larger district.
How does that resonate with those folks? Have you had those conversations with property owners, and do they say, "Nah, we're fine," or do they?
Well, you know what it is. It's the old adage. Hey, we're from the government. We're here to help. And I always said from day one that we are going to walk, talk, act, and look like a private sector driven entity.
You just said that you're not as much process as you are about deliverables.
Right.
Get
right.
it done. We're talking with Jay Revel. He is the executive director for the Downtown Development Authority. What did I say? The Downtown. I still haven't got
it. I just call it Downtown. That's
the
what
Downtown.
It's easiest
Improvement
way to do.
Authority. Sorry. Yeah. Old school here.
Right.
Downtown Improvement Authority. Giving us a little bit of insight as to how this particular organization works and its mission and his particular role in that. Time now for Events in a Minute with Lexi Bellastreri and Sonia Jovetic, brought to you by The Printery, where color copies start as low as 36 cents. Lexi?
We're going to rock this town, rock it inside out. We're going to rock this town, make them scream and shout. Let's rock, rock, rock.
Monday night is Children's Evening at the Leroy Collins Public Library. This week, Mama Koku is here for story time. She's bringing us back to the 60s and the 70s with her favorite stories from the groovy days. This adventure starts at 6:30 and is free and open to children of all ages.
Groovy. Also, tonight from 7:30 to 9:30, the Capitol Twirler Square Dance Club will be hosting a dance for mainstream and plus level square and round dancers at the Tallahassee Senior Center. Come out and try something new, or maybe just sharpen your dancing skills. You little superstar, you. There is a $5 guest fee per dancer, and the club is hosting dances every Monday. It's sure to be a rip-roaring time.
Don't forget about Yappy Hour this Thursday, and every Thursday evening at the front porch starting at 6. Sit outside and enjoy extended drink specials, and bring your dog, or someone else's dog. Just make sure you ask permission first.
Tallahassee Talks is not responsible for any stolen dogs as a result of this week's events in a minute. Finally, Fridays are the perfect evening to spend singing your heart out at What Cafe.
What?
What Cafe? They're hosting karaoke night every Friday at 8 p.m. If you're not a singer or not brave, then enjoy a cup of coffee while you listen to someone else's rendition of Unchained Melody. For more information on local events, visit our website at tallahasseetalks.com/calendar. These are your events in a minute. For Tallahassee Talks, I'm Lexi Balistrieri.
And I'm Sonia Ovedic.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us, even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
So as we talk further here, we're looking at how your part as the improvement authority for downtown works and plays well with other organizations. And you mentioned the Community Redevelopment Authority.
Right. Yep.
Okay, so CRA.
Very valuable tool in the toolbox.
How are they different from the Improvement Authority?
The CRA has two different districts. They have a Frenchtown Southside Improvement District, and they have a Downtown Improvement District. Hmm. Now, when you look back through the history of the legislature in the last 40 years and the things that they were providing to municipalities to have, again, as a tool in the toolbox for redeveloping the core areas in their city, the first trend was the Downtown Improvement Authority. They made 12 of those back in the early 70s across the state.
Right.
And then they came up with this Community Redevelopment Agency concept, where basically what that is if the DIA, we have a additional mill tax on the properties that are within our boundaries. The CRA operates on what's called tax increment financing. So back about a decade ago, when we decided to establish these CRAs, they go in and they draw the lines, and it has to be, the definition is you have to have, there's about 12 possible conditions. You have to meet a certain amount of them for blight, okay? So within, think back to what the downtown greater environment looked like 10 years ago. Think back to what Frenchtown Southside looked like 10 years ago. And even though we're not where we want to be yet, we're still getting there. You know, we're a lot better than we were. They went in, established some boundaries where there were blight conditions present. And
what does that mean?
It's a pretty loose definition, to be honest with you. Really? They've got about 12 different conditions. I mean, it's vacant storefronts, it's inadequate housing, it's I'm not sure all the finer details, but it's things of
more
that
subjective than it is objective.
Yes, and it's, you know, if you can meet a couple of them, you can pretty much get the approval.
Anecdotal,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and you have to come up with what is called a redevelopment plan that you use tax dollars to implement.
Right.
And what they do is when they draw this boundary, they establish what the property tax valuation is for that district when they draw the boundary.
Yeah.
And once it becomes official, any increase in the taxable value within that district, those dollars, that tax increment, has to go back into that district. It doesn't get dispersed across the rest of the community like, you know, our normal tax dollars were.
Okay. Okay.
So you still pay the tax dollars that you pay on your bill.
Yeah.
Still go, you know, for your regular municipal services, but anything over that original ceiling goes back into this agency, and they have been one of the driving forces that's been able to help finance and supplement some of these early catalytic developments that you've seen across the community.
Okay.
But we work very much hand in hand with the CRA. You know, the relationship, as I like to describe it, is if the CRA gets it built, we're going to get it sold. You know, we're going to be the ones who are marketing, promoting, and driving the vision.
Gotcha.
They're going to be the ones with another set of tools in the toolbox.
Gotcha. So then you've got something called the Downtown Small Business Association.
Yeah, we have Downtown Business Association, right? And they've been around for 30 years, some odd years. Absolutely. And you have a lot of people who might own a business downtown but might not own the building, so to speak.
Aren't
necessarily paying the taxes.
Okay.
And they've been a great partner with us throughout the history of our organization. To help drive business downtown. And it's an interesting and eclectic mix, and you've got more and more people as that downtown footprint is growing and expanding that are wanting to be
a part of. So are these three then in some manner able to work well with each other, play well with each other?
Oh, absolutely.
You guys kind of cross.
We cross you know, cross paths on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you a great example. This year, back in March, we launched what is called the Saturday in the Park jazz concert series.
Yeah.
That's a partnership with City of Tallahassee, the Downtown Business Association, and the Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority.
Okay.
We're one of the main funders. We help with a lot of the logistics on getting that event up and running. And then Kurt Riley, who's the president of the Downtown Business Association, he's the point person for putting the events, booking the talent, really going through and making sure that the event goes off without a hitch. And the City of Tallahassee provides some of their services at a discount on it.
Huh.
It's a really, really great partnership that's been really productive. I don't know if you've been to any of the concerts, but
I have.
Yeah, the last month we had a full slate out there.
It was
really
well,
great talent.
Well
out
attended.
There
so, that includes the what is it called? Marketplace that
the marketplace. Yeah, we actually put that marketplace on every Saturday. We've just started our 19th year this month, actually doing the marketplace. And Alan Thompson, who's been a driving force downtown for many years, he heads up our marketplace. He's actually, Alan's title is the Director of Downtown Experience. I kind of like to say he's in charge of making sure that everyone comes with a smile and leaves with a smile downtown.
Good.
And he has a wealth of knowledge on how to put events on, how things move and shake downtown. And making sure that things work. And he really does an incredible job for
us. Yeah, very cool. Right.
I am a consummate believer in Tallahassee's potential and the opportunities that are present in this community. And I always try to frame things. You know, when people talk about the future, sometimes they think about the, you know, Jetsons flying cars off in the distance. It's very hard to grasp the future unless you put a time frame on it.
Sure.
And I always like to frame things between now and 2024. Tallahassee was founded and Leon County were founded in 1824. We're going to turn 200 years old in 11 years. All right? Clock's ticking. What do you want to be when you turn 200?
Yeah.
Because my goal is to be someone who helps ring in our 200th birthday and announce to the world that we've got incredible people here. We've got incredible talent in this community. Mm. And we've done amazing things in the time between the Great Recession and 2024. And I think we're going to get there. And I think the more and more folks like you and I are out there sharing the message about what is happening in the community, the more people understand the opportunity that is at hand, and the more people they will get involved in it. That's the hope. That's my belief.
Jay, thank you for being with us today. It is a pleasure, as always, to have you here. And though this is your maiden voyage with us, we hope you'll make it a part of your schedule in the future. We'd love to have you back anytime.
I always tell everybody I love talking about Tallahassee, so anytime you want to have me on, I'm happy to come have a conversation.
Well, it seems to me you've got a vantage point that we need to continue to stay in touch with as you make your route, whether it's walking your dog or meeting with some local legislator or business people. You've got a place there, and we appreciate what you're doing to try to help us find our way.
I appreciate what you're doing and helping tell the story.
we're at it. And folks, and we're glad you're here with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny every Saturday morning, 93.3, our home station. You got to love these people that run 93.3. I mean, you talk about soldiers in the fight. You know, they're going to do whatever it takes to win this battle. So we appreciate them and all of our advertisers and sponsors who are part of making this happen. And certainly you, my friends, who are part of what we are, the most important part of what we are, and that is what's Tallahassee talking about this week. Don't forget you can go to our website at any time, TallahasseeTalks.com. There you will find lots of goodies for you, our calendar page. I think we dub it our events page. You can archive any of the broadcasts that we've been able to bring you, and you can learn more about some of the special features. Lexi Bellastreri, Dina Mims, Tim Linnefelt, they're all part of making this show what it is. And we appreciate you making it what it is for us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.